Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Walking in the Light Ministry. I am Pastor Herbert Graham, and I would like to welcome you to another edition of Walking in the Light Ministry. Truly, God is good, and all the time God is good. We shall be praising God each and every day. He's worthy of our praises. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Oh, I'm glad what God is doing here at Walking in the Light Ministry. And I'm glad that you have taken the time out of your schedule to join me on this day. Truly, it is a blessing to look into the Word of God and to give Him the praises and the glory and the honor that He wants. So I'm going to ask you, if you will, to grab your Bible and let us to the Word of God. But before we go into the Word of God, I would like to open up with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come now to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you, Father, for what you have already done, what you're doing right now, what you're going to do. Father, we ask you now that you may open our eyes that we may see, give us ears that we may hear, and give us a heart that we may receive from your word. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Beloved, if you have your Bibles on this day, I'm going to ask you to look over with me into the book of John, the Gospel of John, and the 15th chapter. And we are still in a series titled, How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit? This is How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit, Part 4. Foundational scripture for these study lessons is John 15 and verse 26. And it reads as follows. When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify of me. The counselor is the Holy Spirit. One translation has the helper. He is our helper today. He helps us in our everyday activities of life. And we're going to be looking today in part 4 of this series lessons called How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit? You see, if Jesus depended upon the Holy Spirit in such a manner, how much more should the believer count upon the Holy Spirit? All that God the Father has for us and wants to do in us will only be done by the operation of the Holy Spirit. It can only be done by the operation of the Holy Spirit. If we're doing it the way God wants us to do it. You know, one thing about the Holy Spirit is he will not come and enforce himself on no man or no woman. He's a gentleman. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you will let me in, I will come in and I will sup with you. I will come in and I will dine with you. That means I will come in and I will share some things with you about your life and about situations around your life that you know not of. You see, although the Holy Spirit is seen at work in the Old Testament, and you know, last time we were together, we talked about the Holy Spirit and in the Old Testament, how he only worked in a few of men and women of that day. But then we said we was going to get over into the New Testament, and we was going to see how that the Holy Spirit works in the New Testament, in the time and the era that you and I live in, as well as in the past era when the disciples lived in this area also called the New Testament. And we find out that in the Old Testament times, in creation and in Israel, the Holy Spirit worked. We know that his operation was not available for all mankind. However, the Old Testament prophets clearly foretold a coming day when the Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh. Both Israel and Gentile nations together. We find that in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 19, and Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. Also in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3, and in Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1. You see, this could only be filled upon the foundation of the death, burial, and resurrection, ascension, and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. This promise can only happen to you, to me, to the apostles, to the women, men and women of their day, is when Jesus went through what he had to go through. His death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his glorification. It would be his ministry to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit as the perfect man, Messiah of God, and then poured out that same Holy Spirit upon all flesh and upon those who would believe on him unto eternal life. Upon the acceptance of the finished work of the cross, the believer will find available to him the gift of the Holy Spirit and thus come under his grace, his ministration, from generation unto glorification. We see that in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, in John chapter 1 verses 30 through 33, and Romans chapter 8 verses 25 through 32. The Lord Jesus is the pattern, the Son of God, who is the example of the working of the Holy Spirit in humanity in an unhindered operation. See, when the Holy Spirit is working, can nothing stand in the way of the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit is moving through a man or a woman, can nothing hinder the work of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is going to produce what it set out to do. The believer, as a son of God and member of the church, should follow in his steps and come under the same working of the Holy Spirit. We should be paying close attention, when we read the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, of what Jesus did and what Jesus said and how Jesus acts in certain situations. We find that in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 and Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. We must consider the form of the operation of the Holy Spirit in Christ, the head, and then in the church, which is his body. See, beloved, the Holy Spirit is not out of order. The Holy Spirit knows and recognizes and understands that Jesus Christ, he's the head of his church. And when we find a church that does not have the head in its proper place. Beloved, the Holy Spirit is not there. My. I'm going to say that again. When we find a church does not have Jesus Christ as the head of that church, the Holy Spirit is not there. I don't care how much they say they feel the Spirit. I don't care how much they say, ooh, we had an exciting time today. I don't care how much they think they felt the Holy Spirit. If Jesus Christ is not the head of that church, the Holy Spirit is not there. Why? Because the Holy Spirit cannot operate in a situation in a church that's out of order. Spirit must be leading, as Christ is the head of that church. Jesus Christ done nothing. He did nothing without the leading of the Holy Spirit. You think Jesus Christ, when he was baptized by John in the river, in the Jordan River, would have went into the desert to be tempted of the devil by himself? No, the Bible says the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. You think Jesus would have did the miracles that he did on this earth without praying to the Father? No, the Holy Spirit led him to pray to the Father. See, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, it gives us the answers from God. That's why Jesus told us, I only do what I see my Father do. I only do what I hear my Father say do. Because Jesus Christ was in tune with the Holy Spirit. And you and I must be in tune with the Holy Spirit. See, I can't just sit up in any old church and say God is there, when man is running the church and not Christ being the head of that church. I can't sit up in a church that denies that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin and that I must repent of those sins, because I must come the way of the cross because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. And if I'm in a church that's not teaching me that, if I'm in a church that's not preaching that to me, Jesus Christ is not the head. God would have not sent his only begotten son to this earth to die on a cross and not expect us to pay attention to the way in which he came to us, in the way in which he lived before us, and in the way in which he died in front of us. Beloved, I'm not talking about physically in front of us here today, but I'm talking about the saints of yesterday. And those saints of yesterday gave me a testimony of what they seen with their eyes, what they heard with their ears, and what he told them. Jesus Christ, that is. It's very important that we allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do in our life. Let's look at what the Holy Spirit did in the life of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Christ was born of the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, and in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Jesus Christ was filled with the fullness of the Spirit in John chapter 3 and verse 34. Jesus Christ was led by the Holy Spirit in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1 and in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Jesus Christ was empowered by the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Jesus Christ spoke and taught by the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Jesus Christ healed the sick by the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Jesus Christ cast out devils by the power of the Holy Spirit in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 28. Jesus Christ was justified by the Holy Spirit in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Jesus Christ was offered up on Calvary by the eternal Holy Spirit, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. And Jesus Christ was resurrected by the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Commandments to the disciples by the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1 and verse 2. And Jesus Christ, he baptized and empowered the church by the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 8. And Jesus Christ also directs and governs the church also by the Holy Spirit in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 11. You see, all Jesus did, he done by the leading of the Holy Spirit. The need for us individuals and the church corporately, we need to open our heart and seek the fullness of the Holy Spirit to work in us what he wants to work. Now, none of us knows to do through us, but we must trust him. We must rely upon him. We must have the faith to believe in him. Therefore, we walk with him. That's why we walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and not in the flesh. See? Because if you and I are walking, if we are walking in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we are walking in tune with God the Father Almighty. We are in line what God wants to do in our life. So therefore, we should be walking with him. Walking with him. You see, we must be walking with him. Jesus Christ, total dependence was upon the Holy Spirit, my brother and my sister. How much must we depend upon the Holy Spirit in everything that you and I do? When you and I choose to lock in with the Holy Spirit, he will guide us. He will lead us into all truth of what's around us and what it is to come. You remember when Jesus told Peter that Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat. Peter didn't even know that Satan had a hit out for his life. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. Now, Jesus knew that Satan had a hit out for Peter's life, but Peter didn't know. But Jesus told Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith fail you not. He knew that by the Holy Spirit working in him and through him. He knew that because he had the fullness of the Holy Spirit in him, and he had the fullness of revelation being downloaded to him from the Father. That's why Jesus was able to work many, many miracles, because he yielded himself to the Holy Spirit. And because he yielded himself to the Holy Spirit, he was able now to move way the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, wanted him to move. He went and he was guided by the Holy Spirit. So therefore, when a person moves the way the Holy Spirit wants them to move, and when a person is guided by the Holy Spirit, my brother and my sister, glory, hallelujah, you're walking in power now. Oh, my brother and my sister, if we only understand, if we only take a moment to realize what kind of power that is on the inside of a believer, I believe we would, a lot of things we would do different. A lot of things we will quit trying to do it our way, and we will begin to seek the Lord's way of doing things. Like he told us over in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. When we allow the Holy Spirit to take his rightful place in us. Oh, beloved, he's just waiting for that opportunity to lead you and guide you. He don't want you walking around like some strange person, a body with no head. Jesus Christ is our head, and the Holy Spirit leads us in the way that our head, Jesus Christ, wants us to go. He teaches us things. He shows us things. He empowers us to speak those things into existence. That's why the Bible says if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we have the petitions of those things that we ask of him. Why? Because now we are being led by the Holy Spirit. And anytime we are being led by the Holy Spirit, we're going to pray what the Holy Spirit wants us to pray. Sometime in our prayers, we pray the wrong thing because we're not being led by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has to make intercessions for me and for you. The Bible says with groanings that cannot be uttered. See, the Holy Spirit is doing his job. He's not slack in doing his job. He's always on his job. Day and night, the Holy Spirit is on his job. So therefore, we then have to turn it back on us and find out what we're not doing to be on our job, on this journey, on this road called life. We have to look at ourselves and see how much of our lives are we really allowing the Holy Spirit to take control of. Remember, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, he said in our foundational scripture, that I'm going to pray to the Father that he send you a helper, and when this helper come to you to help you, he's going to testify of me, Jesus said. Because Jesus Christ is our head. And so everything you and I do, every foundation that's in our life must be governed by our head, which is Jesus Christ. That's why I can't go sit up in a church talking about I'm having church, and the head is not in his rightful place. I can't walk around and say I'm a part of Jesus Christ's body when I'm not allowing the head to be in his proper place. I'm doing the thinking and not letting Jesus Christ do the thinking for me. Because he will lead me and he will guide me through the Holy Spirit. He will lead you and guide you through the Holy Spirit if you give him that opportunity. Give him that opportunity today. And if you give him that opportunity, I'm not saying every day is going to be peaches and cream. Jesus said, in this life we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome this world. You see, we have a head that knows all about our infirmities, knows all about what we are going through. And all we have to do is trust that head, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us into all righteousness, my beloved brothers and sisters. My beloved brothers and sisters, so just ponder that in your mind, these scriptures I've just given you. Ponder that in your mind today. And ask the Holy Spirit, if you're not allowing him to lead you fully in your life, ask him to come in and lead you fully in your life. And beloved, you will find yourself walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. Join me here next Saturday, my beloved brothers and sisters, here at Walking in the Light Ministries at 7 p.m. Go in peace, and may God's richest blessings be yours.